Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And this is our Monday show on BBS Radio. We have over 500 pre-recorded archive shows. So if you wish to know more about the Light Shift, by all means, just go on the archives. And for most people, it takes them maybe 6 to 10 shows to finally catch on to what we're talking about. And from there, they're normally very interested. On this coming Friday, we're having our question and answer time. They'll be after the Friday show, which is on Station 2 at 7 to 8. And 8 o'clock, we will have our conference call. And I'll give you the phone number, everybody, if you want to maybe write that down. Get a pencil and paper. It'll also be in the fast chat. I think somebody could probably put it up here. So it's 646-519-5800. And the PIN number that they'll ask for is 9009. Do the pound sign. So 646-519-5800, and the PIN code is 9009 and the pound sign. So we get a lot of interesting questions and a lot of good answers, I hope. So here we go. Let's do a emotional clearing for everybody. And this time we'll just let you think of a situation in your life that when you think about it, maybe you want to run the other direction. Maybe your stomach gets tied up in knots. Maybe you want to throw up, maybe you just don't want to even deal with it. So just think about it right now, and I'll see if I can clear that away for you. So I'm going to count to five to do that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So the Light Shift deals with the dark side energies. So this is what we're dealing with now, and this is what they heal from you. They take these negative energies that are put into you by the dark side, which could be called your karma, say bad karma, for instance, okay? And these are all energies that are in your DNA that need to come out eventually for you to do the ascension. And if you're not going to do the ascension process, you still have these things inside of you by your ancestors. This is all judgment. Remember, the light does not judge. So the way you figure out if you're working in the light or not, do you have any judgment? If you have no judgment and you're in the moment, then you're working with the light. Otherwise, you're working inside of your head, then you're working in the time-based reality, because the light does not use time. So if you're in time, if you're in the mind, if you're doing anything connected to that, then you're in judgment, and this is why you're having a situation that you're dealing with, because you're working in the time-based reality of negativity. So let's do a feeling body clearing here. And it's very simple once you finally understand this here. You can just write it down on a piece of paper. And like I said, it could take you 10 shows to finally get it. Because remember, your mind, which is created by the darkness, remember, the light did not create your mind. They created your spirit, your soul, and your body, but they did not create your mind. Your mind is from the darkness energy. This is how we think. You can also think in your heart center, which is a completely different energy. Then you have the choice of free will, free choice. When you use your mind, then it's through manipulation and control, and controlling others. This is why we have judgment, because you're controlling other people. So let's do a feeling body. This is another body which is invisible that the Earth Spirit put around you to protect your body from the alien attack energies of the consciousness of darkness, which is judgment. So here we go. Think of another incident. And if you want to think of the same thing, that's perfectly fine, too. And we'll do maybe go a little deeper. So here we go. I'll count to five again to clear the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. This is what he talks about coming here to heal people from their sins, to take away their sins. And that's what it is, your genetic programming from your ancestors and also yourself of judgment. And when he left the planet, the healing stopped. There was no conduit from the light ship here to do any healings for about 1,950 years. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do a mental body clearing. And this will help to integrate your left and right brain. So here we go. And if you're really in your head a lot, you might feel a relief now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we'll do a trauma body. This is for people who live in trauma. There are people who somehow get stuck in trauma Their mind keeps recycling them back into trauma. They can't get out of it. So this clearing that we have on the website also is very nice for that. And all these clearings are on the website as a whole lifetime clearing. You have to clear your whole lifetime, not just one or two scenarios, because remember how many thoughts you have each day. There's thousands of them. And they all get triggered by you to get the thought. The aliens trigger these energies. And you also are actually reading yourself, going back into the past of your ancestors to bring these thoughts forward, too. So you want to do your whole lifetime to get out of you what resurfaced in this lifetime. That way, at least you can have some control over this life that you're living right now. So here's a trauma body. And this normally is just for people. Not everybody needs this clearing. But you do need the emotional and probably the feeling and definitely the mental. But the trauma is just for special people. So here we go. Think of one of your traumas that you may have had. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's released. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. Remember, the dark side gave you a way to think. And that thinking process is inside of your head. It should come from your heart. So they just took the same energy, cloned it. And from there, you're using your head in judgment to control your life. You don't want to do that. You want to go to your heart. So we're going to drop you down. This is what we call the mind-to-heart drop. We go from 10 down to 1. So it's like an elevator dropping down. Very, very simple. This you can do anytime you wish. I'd recommend doing it maybe 5 times a day. And you're going to notice a change in your life when you do so. So here we go. Just feel the energy going down. You can actually feel your awakening consciousness drop into your heart center. When you're in your heart, you will not have a positive thought or a negative thought. So those are both judgments. You're just going to be in peace. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, wow, excuse me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So let's see if our calls is out there. Annika.
Yes, I'm out here, Ron, yes, and I hope you can have a little breather and get some water, maybe, because I should explain to those of you that are might not have heard Ron before that when Ron does the healing samples or some of the things that we're dealing with here, when he deals with that, it actually has to go through his body, so when he coughs or sometimes you'll hear him yawn quite a bit, it means that he's dealing with a lot of heavier energies. So what the Creation Light Chip and Ron here being the ambassador from the Creation Light Chip is all about is to take away those energies and help us having those removed. So that's sort of in a nutshell there what that was possibly about that Ron deals with when he has to go through the sample. So welcome, everyone. It's 17th of May, 2010. We're on a Monday having this wonderful healing hour with Ron Amatron and Creation Light Chip, and I wanted to go through quickly to tell you all to call in and ask your questions if you want to. The station we're on is Station 1 on BBS Radio. The toll-free number you may want to use is 888-815-9756. It's toll-free in U.S. and Canada. There's also three other numbers that you can call. I put them on the fast chat, and please welcome to put your questions, reflections on what you're going through, or if you've been on the wonderful, fantastic calls we had this weekend, which helps us clear so much and bring more of our spirit back. You might want to comment on that. We had, for you who are new to this, we had a four-hour call with Ron and Creation Light Chip actually being healed and on Creation Light Chip for 4 hours on Saturday, and many of us were also on the 8-hour calls that Ron does now and again on Sunday. So if you want to share any information, that would be wonderful. And for you who are new, I know Ron went into a little bit about the difference between mind energy versus heart energy. And I wanted to maybe, for those that are totally new to this, maybe we can go into a little bit about the certain beliefs that we are dealing with here. We have certain belief systems that are based on loss of karma, or what we have been told, that somehow we create what we have to go through here or what we have to deal with. And basically the difference of how that is not what is from the light ship. And maybe you want to go into a little bit about that, and then I can continue on with more on that subject, Ron. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about the difference on those popular beliefs we have going on out there right now, with that we create our own reality.
Yeah, the biggest lie to everybody, basically, that's being perpetuated by the New Age movement, and probably for a long time, you know, before this here, is the fact that your experience in lifetime, because you need to experience something. So you're here to learn. And the you're here means that your spirit is here to understand and to learn the experiences of life here. And it's only here, and it's because of the past from a previous lifetime of having maybe done something improper. Well, that's one of the biggest lies that's been perpetuated here in humanity, because that's not true. The reason why you are here is because the dark side forces you to be here, and you cannot leave. So this is a prison planet, and it is created by light, but the darkness has taken it over. And you may say, well, how is the darkness taken over the light? Well, you can see how many churches we have in this country and across the planet here. And these are all controlled by aliens. So when you pray outside of yourself, remember, you have to take Jesus' information that the kingdom is within. So when you don't understand that and you go to a church, and even if they have Jesus up on the wall there, maybe him nailed to a cross, the church is just using that to guilt you, and naturally they love doing that, but that's not his teachings. He didn't come here to die on the cross to save you from your sins. He came here to teach ascension, and the Galactic Federation, the Space Brothers, the aliens, are what killed him, because the people that did ascend off the planet are probably not here now. They left. But they wanted to keep you here in this prison planet, so they had to create ways to keep you here. And part of that teaching is that you have to come back each lifetime to make amends, to work out your karma. You've all heard this before, because for some reason your spirit is very, very stupid, and it does strange and dumb things. So you have to now educate your spirit. Well, they don't talk about the shapeshifters in your body. They don't talk about the emotional entities known as ghosts that inhabit your body. It's all based on your spirit and spiritual growth. Well, your spirit may not be completely empowered, but it does not have to come back here. The reason why it may not be completely empowered is because it lost some of its horsepower through all these incarnations of being stuck here for maybe 500 to maybe a few thousand or more lifetimes. And so really, it doesn't get the truth. So each time you visited a church, you being your ancestors, that's who you are, is your ancestors. Each time you went to a church and you got told things, your spirit takes on that typically as truth, and it gets brainwashed. And all of a sudden, you think that you have to be here to make amends. So that's the biggest farce that there is out there. Your spirit is pure light. This is all you can hope for in your whole lifetime, is to connect to your spirit. And your spirit's just patiently waiting for you. Most people don't even know what their spirit is. You ask somebody on the street, have you talked to your spirit today? Ask one of your neighbors. Ask one of your coworkers. They'll probably look at you as like, what are you talking about? Are you weird or something? And that's because it's not taught. What do they teach you? To pray to some alien god at a church outside of yourself. And that's where you go to. You always go outside of yourself because you're not worthy enough to have the experience to understand what is going on. And you have to do this to ask for a favor. So when you do ask for this favor from some alien reptilian god out there, or whatever it is, alien race, alien beings, alien planets, okay? Remember, people do worship the stars and the planets too. When you ask for a favor, which is like witchcraft, you know, what are you getting yourself hooked up to? They may grant you this wonderful favor and bring things your way, but now you're tied up into darkness. So you actually sold yourself out. That's the old saying, sold your soul to the devil, okay? And you sold yourself out to this energy to get what you wish to have. The light does not do that for you. The light gives you free choice, free will. And the light gives you the gift here of allowing you to go to these dark energies, to experience them. And it's up to you to find your way back to your spirit. And that's the whole thing. This is the whole teachings that we have here, is not to go outside of yourself. Don't rely on anything outside of yourself, because what you're relying on outside of yourself is going to be darkness. This is all the mind energies. And the way you're going to find divinity or to see source energy is to have it inside of you. You know, it's not going to come to you on a billboard. It's not going to come to you from somebody channeling Archangel Michael or Jesus or God. There's people out there doing these things, or going to some saint, somebody physical here on this planet. It doesn't exist. It's all within you. And this is what this show is all about, is for you to connect to your own divinity of source energy with your spirit. And that's all that you can hope for. And that's all your spirit is waiting for, is for you to connect to it, to show you what it can do for you. But like I said, most people would think you're nuts if you asked them about it. If they talk to their spirit, they wouldn't know what it is. They'll say, oh yeah, I get my guidance. I get it every day. It's inside of my head. And you go, well, did you drop into your heart? Oh yeah, I go to my heart. Well, you can go into the heart of your head, but you're still dealing in duality. So the darkness is duality. The light does not have duality. The light is pure light. Doesn't deal in darkness, doesn't know about darkness. It never created it. It only knows about love and free choice, free will. And this is what this program is all about. And the clearings that we do is to get rid of the darkness out of you. And so 99% of what I clear out of people is darkness, which will enable you to have more of your spirit in your body. This is the whole premise for this BBS program and what I do for people for healings. This is the underlying foundation so you can become self-empowered yourself. But you need to get this stuff out of you. And unfortunately, because your spirit has been here for so long, that it's very disempowered. And you have to understand that you need help. And this is why the Lightship is here. Lightship is here to do ascension. And whether you ascend or not with your body or your spirit, you know, it's kind of up to you. But the Lightship is still here to help people who are willing, I use the word willing, to come forward to have clearings. So you have to look at it. What's the most important thing in your life? To go out to the shopping center each weekend and spend lots of money? To go out to eat every day? You know, what about you? What about your spirit? You know, always connect to your spirit. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so when you say the word ascension, to some people it might be sounding kind of linked to some religion, or they might not know what that is, and they're more interested finding out maybe more basic how to make their lives better and healing and that sort of thing, which is all part of the whole package, obviously. But I see one suggestion here was for a sample of a pain clearing, and many people are dealing with illnesses, dealing with difficult everyday pains, and maybe we can go into a little bit about that, what the Creation Lightship has to offer in that arena too.
Okay, everything that you're dealing with is in judgment, okay? And so remember, you're dealing with your ancestors' belief system. So did your ancestors have pain? More than likely. Did that pain get transferred to you? Yes. Do you have pain that's in your body waiting to come out through a situation that's going to be triggered to to set you up through your soul family to give you pain, like a car accident or a broken arm or somebody maybe hitting you over a head with a baseball bat or something. You know, all things are possible here. So we'll deal with pain right now. So pain comes to you in different areas of consciousness. So we're going to take pain that's directed to you from the aliens, okay? This would be one of your parallel lifetimes that you go to when you sleep. This is what you call probably your dream state, okay? And there are books out there in the dream state talking about how dreams are your spiritual teachings and everything else. Well, why would you want to have a dream when you can get it consciously every day, conscious just by talking to your spirit? So normally dreams almost always are dark side energies. So let's take away some pain that you experienced that the aliens gave you, okay? So here we go. Just think of a pain. We'll just see if this helps you. So I'll count to five to release it. If you'd like to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, you can do so. It's about an inch or so on the scroll bar, going down below the blinking flower there. So here we go. Let's bring the light beam up. We'll energize her first. She'll bring in one of the female light beams. Here we go. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's take away one of the pains that the aliens gave you. Remember, you got it from someplace. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And just kind of see if that pain got released from you. Now we're going to give you the same type of healing as somebody is doing spells and witchcraft on you. Okay. Well, this is what I call a negative practitioner, dark side practitioner. We have a clearing for this. So here we go. Is somebody out there using their conscious thoughts to transmit something to you to cause you pain? So here we go. Same thing. Just think of the pain that you have. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And now we're going to do a clearing, another type of pain. This is emotional pain. Okay, you're suffering from pain in your body caused by your own thoughts, okay? And let's first do mental pain. So is this mental energy that you have thinking about something all the time causing your body to have pain? Remember, your body is your barometer. That's all that you have is your body. So why not to help your body out? So here we go. This is mind energy causing you physical pain. One, two, three, four, and five. That's released. And now we'll do your emotions, okay? Is your emotions causing your pain to be in your body? Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's see here. Let's do past life spells and witchcraft, okay? Remember, you're living in the past. Maybe somebody put a hex on you, a curse on you, 35,000 years ago. It's still in your genetics, and that's giving you pain right now. Here we go. Past lives for physical pain. And we'll go back 35,000 years. We'll pick that time frame for 100 years of that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll also do a past life that you have. Maybe this is your ancestors. You may not have lived it yourself. Your spirit may not have been in that body, but your physical body knows about it. So we'll go back 20,000 years for pain. From somebody doing a spell on you. Remember, just thinking bad thoughts is a spell, or even positive thoughts. They're giving you energy. Remember, anything in judgment is negative energy. It's bad for you. We just polarize it, but there's no such thing. You know, positive and negative energies are the same. They're all bad. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's do another past life. Let's go back 10,000 years. Here we go. Just think of your pain. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's go back 5,000 years. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go back to the time of Jesus, 2,000 years ago. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go back 1,000 years ago. One, two, three, four, and five. See how your pain is doing. And for those of you who may have been here maybe a little longer with your bodies, we'll go back 80,000 years ago. Just concentrate on your pain. This is where people gave you spells, hexes, witchcraft, negative thoughts causing you pain right now. Remember, the past always recycles. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I saw some great comments here. Thank you. Marie R. was commenting on the calls you did, Ron, on the weekend here. And let me see if I can... Yes, Sunday clearings are a gift to ourselves. There is so much clearing done for us. And basically, clearing is also healing because it's taking away the things that might block us from actually having a healing. And Victoria Ann, thank you. Another great comment here is, my spirit is like my partner. I'm realizing how powerful it is. So thank you for sharing that. And since we were talking so much about emotions, and you did quite a few of different versions thereon, Very Curious is asking, are emotions mind energy?
In a sense, it would be, yes. So the dark side creates mind energy. And so, yes, it would be a subcategory of that, yes. So everything in mind does have the subcategories, which is what we clear on the website. This is why we have so many clearings. But they are all mind energies, so yes. So anything in the mind, anything in time, is what we're clearing out of you. So I hope I answered that correctly. So yes, it would be mind energies, although we do separate the mind out, that say what you think with, versus the subcategories like the mental, emotional, trauma, sensory. There's many, many bodies that are linked underneath that, but we can relate to those words. Remember, the dark side gives us words to connect to. They first gave us the alphabet, and then with the alphabet, different cultures like the English alphabet will be able to arrange the letters differently according to how they wish to connect to you, they being the aliens, okay? So sometimes you may look at a word and it's spelled completely different, but it's a foreign language. Well, for that particular race of people who use that particular alphabet with the same letters that you're using, that may have a different type of alien interference pattern to it, a different type of connection, a different type of transmission to those people. That's probably why they have different languages, so that they can have the different aliens control different types of humans here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we go pretty far out there in the information, and I just wanted to bring it back. Again, I know many of us have listened to you a long time, Ron, and obviously the more you listen, the more this will sound like it makes sense, but maybe at first it can be a little bit challenging because we might be new to this information, because usually it has not been shared with us before. So going back a little bit, maybe if we can go into the lightship and what that is and how it is different from what we have been told, let's say through religion, energy, or God, or something that conjures up a popular image of a greater being in the sky, and maybe go into a little bit about that. And I also know that what you were just mentioning there about numbers and symbols and things that are controlling us here, we also have a natal chart. So maybe we can talk a little bit about those sort of things that are influencing us after that. But maybe briefly describe what is the difference between the God energy to the lightship energy.
Okay. So the source energy would be the lightship energy that created everything in the light. There's really nothing to look forward to try to find it, to see it, and everything else, because like in the Bible, it says you're created, as an image of that. So, you know, it's not like, you know, God out there is something in the sky with a beard like we normally think of or was taught, basically. You're created a divine energy of non-judgment, and this is what you're created from. And your spirit has all the attributes of the source energy with it. This is why it's so important to connect to your spirit, because you are the source energy, a part of it. And they didn't leave anything out of you. And so this is why, You know, the Bible talks about that you're created in the image and likeness of God. Well, I don't use the word God because it's just the word that is used too much, and that's what the aliens use. So I don't like to cross over and use the word God because then, in my term, I would say the alien gods, okay? The alien gods are not source energy. They were created by something, too. Either the dark side energies created these aliens in the dark side universe, and or they could be created by the light, and they somehow decided to switch sides or to use mind control and to not carry their complete frequency of light. Remember, in order to carry all the light frequency, you have to be with your spirit. Otherwise, you're running judgment energies, so you're running darkness and light. And that's just the way humanity is here, too. You know, there's probably, I'd say on this planet, just looking at it, and you could probably look yourself, too, out of your whole city that you live in, how many people do you think really are heart-centered, okay? You know, out of 1,000 people, how many people do you know or have seen or just thinking maybe an organization that you maybe go to, and it could even be a church, how many people are really heart-centered? Or it could be maybe your high school class, you know, just look at it. You know, how many people work in judgment and attempt to do things to other people against their free will? So that's how you have to look at it. If it's against someone's free will, then you're in the dark energies. And the dark energies, like I said, will give you gifts, will give you talents, will give you money, will give you everything else, but it cannot give you what your spirit can, which is peace. So the darkness can never give you peace. This is why some people who will say get lots of money, maybe they win the lottery, and they buy all different types of things. Supposedly, I guess what they claim is that once you get the money, you get broke anyway, you spend it all. But aside from that, you're trying, if you had all the money that you could ever use, you're trying to buy things outside of yourself to give you that peace energy. And, of course, it's always with you, and you'll never get that peace until you go inside. So you don't have to be rich to have peace. And that's why sometimes you see people who don't have anything and they're very peaceful. Or you find people that you may see on the television, indigenous people, who don't have much at all, but they're smiling and they're very happy. And you go, wow, how can this person be happy? They don't have any, maybe they're wearing some type of used clothing. You know, maybe they're wearing some type of something that doesn't look very pleasant to you. Maybe they're just eating off the land, but they're happy people. Well, they're not tied up into judgment. And so they have less stimulant from the media, which ties you into judgments. And this is, you know, what our problem is now is that there's too much information out there. And along with that is the mind-controlling information. So the source energy created you, created your spirit, created your body, unless you're listening to this program and you're a clone. And there are clones out there who listen. So if you are a clone person, and or if you have a shapeshifter in you or a shadow body, now these are energies that inhabit your physical body also, and also entities. Entities are ghosts, emotional bodies of people who've died. It's a life form, too, that comes into people. So what we're going to do now is a sample here, which is the darkness to light clearing. So this will allow these beings to go to the light. They have no other way of doing this because the light will actually terminate them. And the light does not live in judgment. Anything that's not light cannot go to the light ship. It doesn't allow a little bit of darkness in most light. No. It'll see it as a threat and get rid of it. This is why they have the ascension, to get rid of the darkness out of their territory of light, out of their creation of light. This is what ascension is to get rid of the darkness. So here we go. So if you have one of these things inside of you, if you happen to be a clone listening, so how do you know if you're a clone? I know we're going kind of deep for people. So a clone person will have normally a very beautiful body, male or female, and look at the eyes, or look at your eyes. If your eyes are glossy, like doll eyes, that's the newest thing that's coming out now with the new models of clones. Their eyes look like, you know, glass eyes like you'd find in a doll that you'd find at a store. And they're very beautiful looking. And if the face is symmetrical, very pretty, then chances are, and I can't guarantee it, but it's a good possibility that's a cloned body, and they're walking around here too. And they have a different life force energy. So, and people who are have a spirit in them can actually detect it very easily. But I won't get into that too much here. But they are coming out now. They are being brought here by the aliens to inhabit the Earth. Remember, watch all the movies that are coming out now. Surrogates is one where you have an artificial intelligent consciousness, a person living who is controlling a clone body. That's a little bit old now. And then you have the movie Avatar, same basic process, mind control. But I won't get into that too much here, but just kind of watch the movies. You know, you're going to see in the last 20, 30 years that the movies are going toward artificial intelligence, different types of physical bodies here, clones, and, it, you know, it's coming out that way because they're showing you what the future is going to be like here. You know, why don't they just, you know, have it a beautiful planet? Why do they have all the violence on the information? Why do they have movies about aliens? It's because they want to be shown here, you know. That's their future, what they're showing us. They're giving us a preview. So here we go. We're going to do a clearing here. So if you have these things inside of you who really want to go to the light, this is your chance to do so. This is a very wonderful gift for these energies. Remember, the light does not judge anything. What the light will give them is a spirit. So it doesn't matter what their body looks like. They will have light into their body and be given a spirit, and now they can tap that. They can also go back to all their family, their friends, their whole universe, you know, the race of alien beings, and they can come to the light also. The light ship will do this. And remember, the light ship does not judge what they've done in the past. This is sometimes hard for people to understand. They go, how can something that's been attacking me, causing me all this physical harm for years and years and years, how come the light doesn't give it some kind of retribution? Well, the light doesn't do that. The light is pure love, and it's going to help these energies come into the light. But it's, remember, it's free choice, free will. They will not step upon anybody else's bounds. But if the darkness is in the light, at ascension time, it's terminated. Here we go. Because the light has to save itself from darkness. This is what you're doing now, hopefully, is saving yourself from the darkness energy. This is why this program is out now, to help people. So if you have any connection to alien races, maybe you think you're a star person, well, just tell them all out there to come into the light. You know, maybe your star is one of those planets that are controlled by aliens and they don't know what the light is. This is their chance. So here we go. This is the Darkness to Light Clearing. It's on the website on the left-hand side. I think it's near the top of the page, I believe. And you can do this yourself also. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, if you feel anything moving in your body, wiggling, if you feel a bit lighter, feel chills, these things are leaving you. 1, 2, 3, 4, they'll go right to the light beam on the monitor screen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So if you did feel a change, if you feel your body heating up, that's because your spirit can now come more fully into you in these locations that were taken over by the darkness. So we're going to do a spirit integration now. I'll count to 10. We're going to bring more of your spirit into your body. So same thing again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you. And that one is online on the Creation Lightship website, creationlightship.com. And that is a free clearing that you may do. And if you have not been to the website, basically right on top there is also Ron taking you through a mind-to-heart drop. And there are some other free clearings. There are also videos where you can see Ron talking and bringing in pure divine energies that are fantastic for healing. And I know, Ron, we were talking a little bit about the natal chart, but I don't think you went into it that much. That was a question I had from a listener on my email. And then also, Knowing is asking, source energy created light and dark energies to play the duality game here on Earth. And I don't know if you wanted to bring that up too. But
yeah, no, the source energy that we're talking about that created light did not create duality, no. So that whole sentence is improper.
Yeah, so basically
so
that's just clarifying.
Source energy does not know darkness and does not know duality. It only knows love, and it only knows creation as a non-dualistic energy, and it does not invade or bring forth or perpetrate any type of force of free will. So that's a duality energy. So no, that is not a correct statement.
So that's basically, again, what we've been told here, and so many things that we've been told that are sort of like a popular belief right now.
And you might listen to the program over again tomorrow on the archives, because I discussed that a little bit earlier. But yeah, that's the main thing that I talk about that is pure garbage. The biggest lie perpetrated is what was just stated here, that source energy created light and dark energies to play the duality game here on Earth. Now, that is not correct, but that's what's being taught. And in the books that people read and buy, this makes you so that you can never get out of the loop here. You know, you can't get out of the loop only because you're forced here. And you're not connecting to source energy. Like I say, if you go to churches and you pray outside of yourself, you're bringing the aliens to you to connect you into the darkness, then you're playing their game. You're not in the light. You're in the darkness energies of mind control and forced connections to the darkness and cordings. And this is the way they work with you. This is why Jesus said to go inside. The kingdom is within. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, I'm so grateful for us being able to clarify more, because I know it gets confusing, and especially if you haven't heard all this, you know, for a lot of us, this is new. And thank you, Ed, you were mentioning also how, you know, they told us what you said to shut us up, basically, and, you know, sorry for being a bit crass there, but it is actually true. And, you know, now we have the opportunity here with the Creation Lightship to actually really experience our true divinity within, bringing our spirit back to us. So that is what Creation Lightship is here to help us do. So back again to the question that I got about the natal chart, Ron. Do you want to go in a little bit about to explain how we've been given that?
So before you are born, the dark side tells your spirit that naturally you're not worthy enough because you're stuck in the God plane, the light of the darkness energies. Remember, the darkness creates light. So you think you're in light energy, and then you're told that you made a mistake in the last lifetime or hundreds of lifetimes, and now you're coming back to learn about more spirituality to help heal your spirit. And anyway, whatever, you come back. Okay, so they give you a natal chart. So the aliens are controlling your body from the time of birth with the natal chart. And your body is also being connected to by them in the DNA. So all of a sudden you have this like these cordings or like energies, kind of like the darkness is like this marionette out there with thousands of cords attached to your body. And it triggers you to do different things at certain times of your life. And you're connected to this natal chart, which is controlling you on how you're supposed to live your lifetime here. And that's one of the biggest things that people have is their natal chart. Well, we have a clearing that can help you disconnect a lot of that. It's a natal chart clearing. But the main thing is a natal chart everybody knows about. It's in every newspaper. You can go in there and see your astrological sign. Are you going to have a good day or bad day? Isn't that kind of weird to think about that, that something outside of yourself is so blatant to you that's going to control you in a newsprint? You read about it, you go, oh, man, I better watch out for this here, or I'm going to have a good day, you know? And how can that happen? Don't you have free will, free choice, you know? In the light, you have that. In the darkness, you don't. And this is the way you need to look at your natal chart, is that this is what you want to get rid of. And we can clear that out of you. This is one of the healings that we have. So the natal chart, if you're the first-time listener and you wonder how God has set you up in this really strange pattern, well, of course God sets you up. God is not source energy. They may say that it is in the same breath, but it's not. So the God energy is controlling you through the natal chart, and there's thousands of aliens out there doing this to you. Remember, not just one race. You know, in the early days, you know, around World War II, they talked about the Greys working with the government, et cetera, doing experimentations on us and whatever, and switching technologies or swapping technologies. And all of a sudden, they had a treaty, and that's no longer happening. Well, that's just one alien race. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But there's thousands of races out there that are competing for your energy. And part of those races are connected to your natal chart. This is why you have a predestined path for your lifetime in this lifetime. So they show you what you want to experience in this lifetime. So it's really what they want you to experience so they can pull your energy off of you. So everybody has a way to connect. So they take your chart and then interface with somebody else's chart, which makes all these connections to people. And this is the way they control you. Remember, if you didn't have a way to be connected to other people through an energetic signature, then you would not probably be seeing people in your life. But they bring these people into your life through your natal chart. So it's like puzzle pieces. So you're one of these puzzles, and it gets changed and turned around all the time, and there's always somebody next to you in another natal chart connecting to you. This is the way it works. So anyway, you need to realize that the natal chart that people have, that they get read to them, people do know how to interpret that perfectly, and it's very accurate. And this is the dark side way of controlling you. And is that good? No, you shouldn't have a natal chart. You should be here with free choice, free will. Okay, so what happened with Jesus is that the light ship eliminated out of his body the DNA codes that the body had. Remember, he had a physical body. And they had to take out the DNA codes that the aliens would control his body with, okay? And that's what made him different. You don't have that luxury, we'll say, to have the light ship do that for you. We do clearings to help you toward this, but they had to do that for that particular physical life form body to bring in truth here. Otherwise, it would be controlled by aliens. So the aliens didn't like that, which I call the Galactic Federation. And the Galactic Federation killed him. That's why he said on the cross, why did you, forsake me, you know, basically. And that's because he was talking to the Federation. He said, hey, man, I'm down here doing ascension teaching. You're supposed to be my backup band and protect me from, you know, the energies of the aliens. And you let me go astray here. And now you're killing me. And this is what happened. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so continuing on that you just talked about, Jesus did not have DNA, and is it possible for us to do a clearing? I don't know if it's something you can do a sample of or anything today, but I know it's kind of usually heavy to remove all DNA, and it's hard for us to hold that. But is it possible for us to have that at some point? Or something you would plan for the future?
Yeah, in the future, yes, we could do something maybe, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I also have a request for doing a clearing for old religions that are Zoroastrian and Baha'i. I don't know if that's too much for the little time we have left.
What I can do is just do a once-over here. We can look at their maybe most controlling alien energies for those religions. Remember, these are all alien energies. You know, you may wonder why there's so many religions, including why there's so many Christian religions? You know, why isn't it just one? You know, there's only one Bible, in theory, okay? Well, you know, they all have the same basic, maybe King James Bible, but yet they have a different type of way of saying things in that church. Well, it's because different aliens are controlling each individual church in that particular religion. And this is the way it works. So you actually get brought to a certain church. The reason why you're brought there is because the aliens bring you to it through mind control. And the ones that want to connect with you in that church, through the minister, through the church energies, are the ones that you're connecting to. And so they're all, you know, basically trying to connect to you. And you're, you know, you're a very special person because you have the spirit energy. So they all want you. They all want a piece of you. And this is why as you go to a different location, maybe the shapeshifters inside of you, the shadow bodies, want you to go to a certain religion because their whole clan is there inside of the other people too. So you have to kind of look at it in a little broader term here. But what we'll do is clear away some energy. So we'll do the Zoroastrian religion here. I can't do the whole thing naturally. It would take hours and hours, but we'll take away some of the one major controlling energy. We'll do what we can here. I'll count to 10, and it'll be up to your spirit to decipher what it needs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the Baha'i religion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and just remember that the source energy never created darkness, and it only knows love, and it only knows the energies that are not in time. Remember, it's out of time. Anything that's in time is darkness. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so before we close today, I just wanted to go into a little bit about aliens and what we're actually talking about, because some people are wondering, are we those aliens? And some of the languaging about aliens is hard for some people to have it resonate with them.
Well, you have to realize that, our physical bodies were brought here by aliens, okay? So, yes, our physical body is an alien energy. Now, is your spirit an alien? Like I said earlier on the program, you could have an alien in your body, you know, or hundreds of them, maybe thousands of them. That's why we did the darkness to light clearing to help you out. Your spirit's in there too, or maybe you're a clone. So typically I'm addressing people who are made from the light, who have a spirit inside of them, and their physical body was created by the light and is not a cloned energy. But basically the aliens did bring the physical body down here. They took the blueprint from the light, and it had light in it because they were from the light themselves, and they created a body that had light frequency in it. And then they altered the physical body and changed the DNA so that you could not be as smart as the aliens. Remember, they don't want to have somebody who could outthink them. And so this is where we are. So our bodies are okay, you know, and we are from aliens. So, but your spirit is from the light. So you have to realize that even though your body could be alien, it still has light in it, but your spirit is not whatsoever any alien energies. It's pure light. This is why the aliens want you. They want to steal your spirit energy. And the spirit energy works through your body. So that's why they put you through situations with your body to steal your spirit energy. They cannot clone your spirit. They can clone your spirit, but they cannot take the full essence of it, okay? Because your spirit is light. So I hope that gave you that understanding.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And we're actually coming up to our ending here of today, but we do have another show at Ask One Radio. It's 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And also Ron has 3 healing sessions that he does, conference calls throughout the week. They're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that's an hour healing and those are very affordable, only 20 minutes, so just wanted to mention that too. And we are on BBS Radio 4 times a week, and that's also on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific and Fridays. That's at 5 to 7 usually, or 7 p.m. And then we have a show on Saturdays at 9 p.m. So just wanted to briefly mention that before we leave today. And Ron, do we want to leave some kind of other energies? And also just briefly mention that we have over 500 shows, past shows on the archive as well, that you can go and listen to easily on BBS Radio or through creationlightship.com. Over to you, Ron. Ron, are you there?
Yep, let's start it here with some peace energy. And I hope that all of you understand about this show, that it's here to get you self-empowered and to get you so that you can connect to your spirit. Remember, ask your neighbor if they talk to their spirit today. And you see how bad humanity is here, why we have the situation that we have. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we're going to energize it, bring in some wonderful peace energy. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll either see you on the conference call coming up here, or we'll see you on the next BBS program on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. Blessings. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you,
Anna. Goodbye. Thank you.